There's a concept that I like to use called ERI, easily referable issue. Okay, I talk about this in depth in my authentic outreach course if you're interested. But just a short definition of this, easily referable issue is a problem or challenge or goal that you can name that you work with clients on, that you can put online, and your audience would go, most of them, many of them would go, oh, I know someone who's dealing with that issue. Okay. And that's an interesting issue, right? There's a spectrum. Like you don't want the easily referable issue to be too mass appeal. You don't want it to be too niched. Well, because it wouldn't be easily referable if it was too niched. Like I help women who are 34 and a half years old to heal their left pinky toe if they stubbed it on a Tuesday morning. A little bit too hard to refer, okay? But you also don't want the all the opposite ends. I help women with anxiety. It's not easily referable. That's most women that I know, sorry, but most humans that I know have anxiety. What are you talking about? How do I'm not going to refer my mother and my neighbor to you because you're unless you're, some anxiety expert that oh my God, like oh, yeah, immediately think of you. But if I don't trust you that much, which is most of our audience are like, they like us, they don't trust our expertise that much yet, unless they've bought a lot of stuff from us, right? But then you have to be more specific than anxiety. I help women with tra life transitions. What are you talking about? That's all women. That's every what do you, what kind of transition? That's like, not good enough. That's not referable. That's too easy, but it's not referable, right? So it's tough to get to this balance between too specific and too general. That's not interesting enough. Too specific is like, what? And too general, it's like, not interesting enough. Okay, that's everybody, right? So I want to thank Sina for offering a couple of examples here for us to look at and to kind of give feedback on. And let me go ahead and bring them up on the screen. Give me just a moment here. All right, so there it is on the screen. These are three ERIs or ERI candidates, easily referable issue candidates. And I would love your feedback on these. Which one do you find to be like, which one of these as you look at them, you go, oh gosh, I can think of somebody or multiple somebodies who have that issue. Yeah, which one is most interesting? You go, ooh, yeah, if someone offers a service to help with that, I can definitely refer, I could probably refer somebody. So that's the question. So I invite you to pause the recording now and add a comment below if you wish to. All right. Well, thanks to those who are live here and commenting below on what your favorite is. And as I look at this, okay, so let's look at each one here. Struggling with decision making, that's every human being in the world, and wanting to connect to their intuition, that's also most human beings. I don't know anyone who says, I don't want to connect to my intuition. Exit out. Bad one. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, every issue is saleable if you have a warm and passionate enough fan base, right? Like if Brené Brown went ahead and said, hey, folks, I want to sell a program on struggling with decision making, like she would get so many sales. But most of us don't have that kind of passionate and large fan base where we could just go with whatever issue that's very broad and general and people would sign up. We got to be real specific. And then people go, oh, wait, that's me. But now I got to check you out to see if I trust you or not. You see what I mean? So, this one, for example, is a much better one. Being a mother and woman, that's very specific. It was like, oh, wait, and it's still a big enough audience, right? Well, I mean, half of humanity or, or a big chunk of humanity. Balancing family life and personal goals. Pretty good, right? Pretty good. Now, of course, this, Sina is giving us a very, very concise line. Obviously, she could say a lot more about that. But just with that concise line, that's way better than this one, right? Founding back is, but personal goals sounds really vague. And you don't need to say being a mother is enough. I mean, mothers usually are women, as far as I can tell, right? Balancing family life and something more interesting than personal goals. That's what I would not see. Okay. Balancing family life and career. All right. That's much more specific. That's much more interesting and still broad enough, right? Where you can have creatives or entrepreneurs who are afraid to be visible in public. That's pretty good, right? Of course, I know a bunch of people like that. Creatives, most every entrepreneur would say they're creative, right? So I would take that out. Creatives who are afraid to be visible in public, such as making videos. That's much more easily referable, right? So I hope this is helpful, and you again, do the exercise yourself. I'm not going to be able to give you feedback in the comments below. Sorry. Come to a Q&A call and we will do this kind of thing for yours as well.